It's 11 minutes to 7 here on LBC. More of your calls on Jeremy Corbyn in a moment, which I'm very much looking forward to. You know, one of my big regrets about going on holiday last week was that I missed covering the Republican convention and Donald Trump. Just kidding. Simon Marks joins us now from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Simon, very good evening.
Very good evening. I hope you had a lovely week off. Nice and quiet, was it?
Well, I did actually, yeah. It was very nice. Thank you for asking.
I'm happy to hear that.
You did not have a quiet week. Now, what have we got in store this week?
It was a touch busy, and it's going to be a touch busy here this week. Look, the last thing Hillary Clinton wanted to see as this Democratic convention gets underway, and it's an hour away from getting underway now, is headlines being dominated by emails and the FBI and a hacking attack. But that's what she's got and what she's dealing with. Over the weekend, a massive release of documents by the WikiLeaks organization following a hacking attack on Democratic Party servers that showed what I think we'd all surmise during the course of the primary contests, that the Democratic Party machine was not behaving in a neutral fashion as it was required to do during the primary contest that pitted Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders. Now there's an FBI inquiry underway into that hacking attack amid reports that the Russians may in some fashion have been involved, partly because Vladimir Putin is said to admire Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has certainly been complimentary about Vladimir Putin. Hillary Clinton's campaign manager Robbie Mook says the FBI is looking into reports that Moscow may have been behind that hacking attack.
They believe that it was Russian state actors who took these emails, that Russian state actors were feeding the emails to hackers for the purpose of helping Donald Trump.
But the release of those emails has certainly done nothing to help Hillary Clinton, because it has enraged Bernie Sanders supporters. He's going to have hundreds of delegates in the room here during the course of this convention. And they, of course, now essentially argue that the presidential candidacy was stolen from them because of the activities of the Democratic National Committee. Bernie Sanders is trying to calm his supporters. He insists everybody needs to focus on the battle against Donald Trump, and he is welcoming the decision of the head of the DNC, Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to resign. Here's what he told his delegates just a few moments ago.
Her resignation opens up the possibility of new leadership at the top of the Democratic Party that will stand with working people. And that will open the doors of the party to those people who want real change.
So great excitement lies ahead. And just as Donald Trump in exactly 1 week ago was finding it difficult to project the sense that the Republican Party was united around him, we may well see Hillary Clinton having a similar problem with disunity on the convention floor as this convention gets underway.
And when does she give her acceptance speech?
Thursday night is the big night. Tomorrow sees the vote that will officially see her become the Democratic Party's presidential candidate. She speaks on Thursday night, and all the rock stars of the Democratic Party are here during the course of the week. We have Michelle Obama tonight. We have Bill Clinton tomorrow night. Wednesday sees Barack Obama and Joe Biden all building up to the Hillary Clinton speech. She will hope that that tableau of Democratic Party rock stars really helps her underscore the notion that she has got the party fully behind her, or at least as fully behind her as the Bernie Sanders delegates in the room are going to allow.
We look forward to that. Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.